Matthew chapter 15, and I'll begin reading in verse number 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Amen. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Amen.
I want to talk to you about this morning the need for his help. The need for his help. This woman certainly had a great problem. And but before I get into her this morning, sometimes I think we don't realize just how much help we need from the Lord.
Yes.
Just how helpless that we are without the Lord. God said, "For without me, ye can do nothing."
Amen.
That verse weighs heavy on me a lot of times when I think about it. That God would let us know, without him, we can do nothing. And there's absolutely nothing that you and I are capable of doing on our own without the help of the Lord.
Amen.
And we need to see. I think it's important that a man or a woman, especially a child of God, that we see just how much his help we need.
Right.
And I mean, to really own up to that, to realize that God, I need your help.
Amen.
I can't roll out of the bed of a morning without his help.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We couldn't stand upon two feet without his help. There's nothing that you and I could do that we need the help of the Lord. I mean, we need God's help today. As a church, we need God's help. As individuals, we need God's help. But as a church, we need God's help. We need the help of the Lord today. If we're going to do what we are supposed to do, what the Lord has asked us to do, then we're going to have the help of the Lord. I promise you, the Apostle Paul wasn't walking on his own.
Right.
Right.
Amen. He said there was no man with me, but he said the Lord helped me.
Amen.
The Lord was with me.
Yeah.
He knew that the Lord was with him every step of the way.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that we need his help every step of the way.
Amen.
Too many times we get to the place we feel like we can go it ourselves. We can do it alone. I can go through this life. I can make these decisions. I can make this choice. I can decide to do this or that. and I can do it out of my own strength. But listen, that's far-fetched thinking. That's foolish thinking. Amen? All through the book of Psalms, you find the psalmist David and the other writers of Psalms asking the Lord for his help. You'll find that through the Old Testament. The men of God and women of God asking the Lord for his help. Realizing that they were helpless without the Lord. Getting into situations that were far beyond their capability. Are you listening? This woman, I believe, had found herself in a situation that was beyond her reasoning, beyond her understanding. She had a child. Are you listening? She had a child. The Bible said that, she was in trouble. She was vexed with a devil. That was beyond mama's capability. Amen. No doubt she tried to raise her youngin' the way that she felt like she needed to, but her daughter became vexed. Vexed with a devil. And I want to tell you something. That gets out of the parents' hands when they get that way. Amen? There's nothing she saw. There was nothing else that she felt like she could do but to go and ask the Lord for help. To go and ask Him for help. In Psalm 22:19, David said this, "But be thou not far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me." Now, I think this woman, she probably knew she needed help, and she needed help in a hurry. Amen. Have you ever needed help and needed it in a hurry? Right. Amen. Most of the time, the help that I'm needing, that I find myself really calling out to the Lord, I've waited to the point that I need help and I need it fast.
Right.
You and I should be calling upon the Lord long before we need help fast. You know that? I thought about the book of Daniel the other day. And I thought about Daniel facing those lions in his life. But Daniel was a praying man long before he faced the lions in his life. Amen. Do you know that? He was a man that went to God three times a day, long before there was ever anything even said about lions and being thrown to the lions. Now, there was a day that Daniel needed God's help, and he needed his help in a hurry. But I'm going to tell you something. Daniel had already been praying and seeking God. He had already obtained the help of God before he needed help in a hurry.
Right.
Amen. If God is your daily help, then you don't have to worry about him running to you help.
Right.
Running to you in a hurry. We call out to him when we have not had much to do with him and we feel like we need his help in a hurry. He said in Psalm 33:20, "Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Now, I want to tell you something. There are situations that you and I can handle. God has given us a certain wisdom. He didn't give animals. He's given us a body like he is. We've been made in his image. There are things that you and I can fix with our own hands. But there are things that you and I are going to have to simply wait for the Lord to fix.
Amen.
Do you know that? This woman was in one of them situations. I don't know if she had ever been to the doctors over this. It doesn't say. We find out about this woman in this chapter. Her daughter is vexed with a devil. Are you listening? She is a woman of Canaan. She is of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 24. Amen. She is not considered one of the children of promise. She is an outcast Canaanite dog. Are you listening? But no doubt she wanted help for her daughter, and she knew something about the Lord that He surely would not cast her away. So He is coming by, and she calls out to Him. "My daughter," she said, "have mercy on me, O Lord. Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." She had religion in her life. She knew He was the son of David. No doubt she tried to come to Him as religious as she knew how to come. When she acquired of Him for mercy, mercy from the house of David, from the son of David. And listen, mercy, mercy is what she's wanting first. Mercy for herself and for her situation. I mean, there's times when I go to the Lord, most of the time, I'll be honest with you, I'm having to ask Him for mercy first before I'm asking for help. Mercy first before help. Why? Because I know that I am not what I need to be for Him. But I know He is everything that I need. He does not fail. Amen. I may have failed Him, but He does not fail. And I need mercy from the Master of mercy. So she calls out to Him and asks for mercy. In the book of Psalm, listen, He said, "Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." Over and over you find the psalmist asking for help now, asking for speedy help. Most trouble, again, that we get ourselves into, and we need to stop it. We need to stop waiting until we're in trouble to ask for speedy help.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, you need to make Him your help daily.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't push Him afar off and then ask for speedy help at the last moment. That's what we seem to do. That's something about the flesh that just doesn't need the Lord until the last minute. We'll even go to doctors first before we go to the Lord. We'll go to anybody. We'll go to any length before we go to Him. And then when we get to the place where we are in a desperate situation, where we know only the Lord can help this. Listen, wouldn't it be good to believe that right from the get-go, right from the beginning?
Amen.
That my life, my whole life, everything about my life, I'm talking about mine, my marriage, my children, my home. Are you listening to me? Everything that surrounds me. My church, my congregation, are you hearing me? All the help that's needed, I need it today.
Yeah.
I need God's help today.
Right.
You need God's help today.
Yeah.
We don't need to wait until a desperate situation comes before we ask for His help.
Right.
He said in Psalm 40:17, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me." You know, there's a gospel song. They took that song from this verse. "I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks about me." Well, they got that from right here. David said, "I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God." I am poor and needy. Look how this woman comes to Him. She came to Him and she worshiped Him in verse 25. "Lord, help me." But He answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Listen, this is not an insult. This was the language of their day, that the Jews, this is what they called anybody that was not a Hebrew.
Right.
They were dogs. They were outcasts. Gentile dogs. And it was not he came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't come to the Gentile. He come to bring the promises of God to the people of God, the Hebrews, the Jew. And but look at what she said. She said, "Truth, Lord. Everything you just said is the truth." Isn't that what Brother Brandon was teaching about this morning? About the truth of God, about God's truth. Everything he says is truth. And she said, "Everything you say is the truth. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table."
Oh, yeah.
She said, "Even the dogs."
Yes.
The children have enough bread and to spare. That the dogs can have the crumbs.
Amen.
And Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith." You see, why did he say great is thy faith? Because she knew when she come to him, dog or not, she was going to get bread.
Amen.
Maybe not a loaf, but a crumb. And a crumb is enough if it comes from the Lord. Are you listening? I said a crumb is enough if it comes from the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
You and I need to remember that. Little as much if it comes from the hand of the Lord. That's enough.
Amen.
Amen. A young lad's meal is enough to feed 5,000. Crumbs is enough to feed the dogs. And a little bit is enough to heal her daughter. That woman that was had the issue of blood, she didn't want to wrap her hands around him. She said, "If I can just touch the hem, just a little part of his garment." How many people did the Lord go up to? No doubt, Hebrew people. Blinded eyes, men. He'd lay his hands on them, touch them, rub dirt, rub mud in one man's eyes. Are you listening to me?
Right.
Many of them, he took them up by the hand and lifted them up. They received strength in their ankles. This woman said, "If I could just get a hold of the hem of his garment, if I could just get a crumb." And that's what this woman said. "Yes, Lord, I'm a Gentile dog. But if I could just have a crumb," are you hearing me? "I am poor and needy. I am poor and needy," as Psalm said. "Lord, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me." In Psalm 70 and 5, he said almost the exact same words. "I'm poor and needy. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying." In other words, "Lord, I need it, and I need it now." Amen. He said in Psalm 94:17, "Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelled in silence." I want you to look at this girl. Verse 22, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." Grievously, that means she is miserably possessed. With the devil. She was controlled completely by a devil. Controlled completely. I don't know about you. I tried to think about that. Lord have mercy. I have a child that had been overtaken by the devil himself. Or by one of his demons. I mean, just grievously. I mean, I'm not talking about just a kid that's mean part of the time. I'm talking about one that, listen, she's a detriment to her own self. Are you hearing me?
No.
Grievously vexed with the devil. And this, I mean, listen, just to know, like the psalmist said, I had almost dwelled in silence. This girl, listen, this girl is almost ready, no doubt, for the grave. Mama knows her life is at stake.
Right. Yep. That's right.
This is a serious situation. Help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Now listen, I'm not saying that every one of us is with this kind of a help, but we need God's help. We need to ask for God's help. We don't need to be ashamed to ask the Lord for help. We need to realize we need His help. If there's anything God wanted me to stress to us, every one of us this morning, is that we need His help.
Amen.
You need His help, whether you realize it or not. You're in need of His help.
Amen.
You're not doing okay on your own. You need God's help. You need the help of the Lord. You may need to be saved. You may be saved, but you need God's help still.
Yeah.
I try to live for the Lord. It seems like I struggle. Well, of course, Romans 7. When I go to do good, evil is present. Every one of us is God's children. You try to strive to live for God, evil's going to be there.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be there to try to knock us out of the way.
Yep.
Listen, just living for God. You and I need God's help.
Right.
Just to live for Him.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord prayed for us. Keep them from the evil.
Amen.
Isn't that what He said?
Right.
Keep them from the evil.
Yep.
God's children, keep them from the evil. We have an adversary. The Bible says the devil is his roaring lion. He's our adversary.
Right. Right.
You and I need God's help. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, to keep living for God. If you're going to have victory, you need the Lord's help.
Amen.
If you're going to continue in the way, you need God's help.
Amen.
None of us can run on what happened yesterday.
Right.
Can't do it. I like to think about old days, old times. I love thinking about old services. God moved by years ago.
Amen.
Know if you've ever been in an old time worship service, you know what I'm talking about. Well, if we're ever going to see that again or even be a part of it, we've got to have His help.
Amen.
We've got to have His help.
Amen.
The Lord, hey, I used to have what they call a rabbit in my leg. It didn't take much for me to take a running spell. Are you listening to me? God can put that right back. Hey, are you hearing me?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to run to work with the Lord.
Right.
But I enjoy it when the Lord passed by.
Amen.
I enjoy lifting my hands, giving Him praise. Amen.
Amen.
Letting Him know I'm not ashamed that He's worthy.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that He died for my sin.
Amen.
Shed His blood for my soul. Wash my sin away.
Amen.
Put His Spirit within me.
Amen.
Saved us by His grace.
Amen.
Lord, I still need Your help.
Amen.
I need Your help every day.
Amen.
Amen. Unless the Lord had been my help, We'd almost dwelled in silence. This woman of Canaan, she was in a world of trouble. Her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. She cried to Jesus in verse 22. She cried to the disciples in verse 23. She was again, the Lord reminded her in verse 24 and verse 26, she's not of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who he came to. And this was the children's bread that he had, verse 26. It's the children's bread. She said, yea, Lord. See, we're Gentiles, Canaanite, cast out. Sinners, dogs. But I'm glad that the Lord has grafted us in.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Listen, this woman did not go away without help. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I think she went away with a whole lot more than just crumbs. He said to her, O woman, great is thy faith, in verse 28. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've never known a mom or a dad that wanted their kid halfway took care of. If they're sick, they wanted them healed. If they was mean, they wanted them to be good. Amen? I don't think this woman, Lord, just as long as she's not as possessed as she is today, I don't think that was what she was wanting. I think she wanted them devils gone. She wanted her baby girl back. Hey! And no doubt in my mind, because of many others in Scripture, no doubt she wanted to be able to take her to the temple of God and let God have the praise.
Amen.
What had been done in her life.
Amen.
One many time after another that asked for his help. You find them in the temple. Or you find them following him.
Amen.
Worshiping and leaping. Life changed. Amen. Help came. Amen. You know, it's good when help comes. And I'll tell you what the Lord said, you have not because you ask not. If you want help, you need to ask. If you need help, you need to ask. By the way, you need it. That's what I'm getting at today. You need help. I need help. We all need his help. This church needs his help. These sinners out here that we're praying for, we need God's help to win them.
Amen.
They'll never be saved apart from the help of God.
That's right.
Amen.
We'll never have the power that we need apart from his help.
Amen.
Think about this. From that very hour, listen, when her faith touched him, that's all it was. The Lord wants you to believe that he is your help. You see, in every one of them psalms that they were crying out for help, Lord, haste to help me, you'll find him saying, the Lord is my help.
Amen.
For he is our help.
Amen.
You recognize that he is the help giver.
Amen.
He's not the help denier. That's an insult to our Lord to even think that he will deny help.
Amen.
He's the help giver.
Amen.
That's like salvation. He is the Savior. That's what makes him the Savior.
Amen.
He is the sin forgiver, the sin washer.
Amen.
Amen. The soul lifter.
Amen.
He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
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 Oh, come, everyone that thirsteth.
Yes.
Come to the water. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Amen.
I'm the rest giver, the water giver, the bread giver. I am your help. Amen. Thank the Lord for that he is our help.
Amen.
You can look up. If you're saved, definitely you can look up and say, I know thou art my help.
Amen.
David said, I'll look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord.
Amen.
I can get help from him. We are not helpless. Your situation is not helpless. It's not beyond help. I've never seen a situation in the Bible, Old or New Testament, that God couldn't help. A helpless situation. Are you listening? Oh my goodness. Great multitudes came unto him afterward in verse 30, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. None of them went to the doctor. No, after this woman got help, after this Gentile dog got help for her possessed daughter, everybody said, she got help. Surely we can get help.
Right.
He's given help. He's given out help. I was in Egypt one time. I know a little bit how those Middle Eastern people act, and it's this way all over the Middle East. If you pull out a candy bar, Brother Danny, and give it to a kid, every kid in 50 miles is going to be where you're at.
Yeah.
They'll come running, expecting, looking. Where's mine?
Yes.
You're giving stuff for free. I mean, here they come. They will come. They pressed upon me.
Yeah.
On the second floor, pressed up against the rail, I thought I was going to fall out into the parking lot. Kids pressing on me, trying to get that bag of candy out of my hands.
Yeah.
Hands up, just not stealing it, asking. Asking for it. I can't imagine what it was like that day when Jesus healed that young girl. And then to see all these people coming from everywhere.
Yep.
And bringing their people right to his feet.
Yep.
Right to his feet. Every one of them. If they was 10 yards back, couldn't get through for the crowd. Eventually, they pressed them through, one after another at his feet. One after another at his feet. Many, it says, many. Many. I'm glad he's the help giver.
Amen.
There's not too many. Are you listening to me? I've heard people make this statement. I know the Lord's busy. There's not too many.
Amen.
There's never too many.
Amen.
Amen. Come to his feet. Come to his feet and you'll find help.
Amen.
The help that you need. What only you know what kind of help you need.
Right. Amen.
But you need it and you know you need it.
Amen.
I know I'm in need of his help.
Amen.
I need his help. Every day I say, God, I need your help.
Yeah.
I'm miserable without his help. I'm nothing without his help.
Amen.
I can't do this without his help.
Amen.
I want you to stand.